Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Are you ready for it?
We need to have fun.
I am your host, Christy Hinkle, and with me, as always, is Beth Corey.
Well, we gotta get Big Jim Dinka.
Guys, what is going to be the ultimate conference this year? We are lining up some amazing guests.
Haunting Existence Radio is proud to bring you the WISP Expo 2009. Go to www.wispexpo.com and get your registration in today. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday evening, January the 26th. How is everybody doing tonight? I have a very big announcement to make. We're going to do that here in a little bit. And I say we because, as some of you have noticed, Beth is not in the chat room tonight, and she will not be on the show. I do have a very special co-host. Some of you may remember. Some of you probably won't. A lot of you are new to the show within the last, 6 months or so. But my very special guest co-host for tonight is former HER co-host Marie Cipriano.
Hi, everybody. Wow, it's nice to be back, Christy. Thank you.
Anytime.
I'm excited.
See, we had you scheduled to come on as a guest, but you had some family emergencies to take care of. And we always planned on having you come back, and this is the night, I guess.
Yeah, well, I still have a family emergency again as we speak, but yeah, my uncle actually died Friday night.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, yeah, it's my aunt died 2 months ago, but, you know, it's been one thing right after another, but I'm here, and let's have a blast.
Absolutely. You and I have kept in touch over the last 6 months. You know, there's rumors swirling around the paranormal community about what really happened between me and you with the radio show. And no matter how much I tell people, you know, it was, you know, personal matter, you know, things get in the way, nobody will listen to me. You know, I've had people email me asking, you know, if we were fighting, if we hated each other, you know, the typical stuff that goes on in the paranormal community where they jump first and ask questions later.
Yeah, I can't stand you, Christy. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. And that's why we still spend, you know, hours text messaging each other back and forth.
Well, just to let everybody know, whatever Christy said was true. I had some things going on. I couldn't make it to the show. It was too much for me to do at the time, and I had to take a leave of absence. So it's not Christy's fault. We're not fighting. We don't hate each other.
Oh, well, we did have one little spat, but...
Oh, you know what? What
like
friends
adults?
Don't?
Yeah, and like adults, we got over it.
Right.
You know, typical things happen. Yeah, you know, we're two women. We're both very headstrong women at that. You know, occasionally we're going to, you know, butt heads, but, you know, it's life. You know, we grow, you know, go over it. We talk it out, whatever. We move on. And
exactly.
That is one thing that I am getting quite fed up with as of late. You know, you can't say one thing without having it twisted and, you know, multiplied by like 1,000.
Right.
And it's horrible lately. I know you've been offline for a while.
Yes.
You've had some computer problems. And I've been keeping you up to date here and there, letting you know what's going on. And so you pretty much know everything. But it's getting really tiresome. You know what I mean?
It is. Yep. And a lot of people out there that read your blogs that are on your friends list probably know what you're talking about at the moment too. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, Steve Rabel just entered the chat room.
Hi, Steve.
I haven't seen him in a while. We've taken a long break from Haunting Existence Radio. It's been since before the holidays, actually, when we, you know, took time off. I had a lot of stuff going on. I still have a lot of stuff going on. You know, things that I really, really needed to take time, sit back, take a deep breath, talk it over with a couple of friends. You know how I am. You know, if there's a decision that has to be made, I always run it by some of my best friends first, those who are closest to me.
Yep.
And
what are friends for?
Yeah. Well, I got some people in the chat room being weird. Sorry. Well, stuff is, you know, just crazy right now. I have a book sitting at the publisher's. And I am currently working on the second installment of that three-part series that we've been, you know, talking about for the last several months. And, you know, I've got three kids, two of them in school, and they need a lot of attention when, you know, they need help with their homework, help with their reading. We're trying to get them boosted up another grade level with their, you know, reading and stuff, because our schools have high expectations.
Right.
And it's just crazy. James is, oh my goodness, is he ever rambunctious. I swear to gosh, he's like the messiest boy in the world. My other two were nowhere near this messy. He is just crazy, you know. He's typical toddler, and he hit the terrible twos before he turned two.
I don't think Anya went through the terrible twos, but boy, she's going through them now.
Yeah, that's what my boys did. They didn't do the terrible twos when they were two. It came when they were like 4 and 5, and it's like, oh my gosh, I thought this was supposed to be done and over with.
Yeah, actually, I was bringing Anya home to her dad's last week, and she's like, I'm 6 going on 16. I said, you better knock that off right now. For a 6-year-old to say that, I was like, are you kidding me? She did not say that to me. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Kids are great. I wouldn't trade them for the world. Unfortunately, there is something that I am trading. And I think that, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll make our announcement before we get into discussing some of the other topics that we had planned.
Okay.
As most of you know, there are well over 2,000 paranormal radio shows on the internet right now. Their podcasts, their live stream. There are a growing number of paranormal broadcast networks. And I've been listening. You know, I've been popping in and out of different chat rooms and different radio shows. And I've been, you know, taking the time to listen to what, you know, the hosts are saying, the questions that are being asked of the guests that they have on. And you know what I noticed? Repetition.
Right.
The same guest, same questions, you know, the same answers. And
same gender, yeah.
Yeah. And that's fine, you know. A lot of people like repetition because repetition is the key to learning, right? But when you have the same guests on repeatedly, like you have one guest on a show and then say the very next show you listen to is that same guest with the same questions and the same answers to those questions.
Right.
You tend to start tuning things out.
Exactly.
And we have always been very open on this show. We have never stuck strictly to the paranormal. Anybody who's ever... And to anybody who has ever heard Haunting Existence Radio, from all the way back from when it was SNEP Live Radio back in 2007.
Nothing.
There's nothing average or normal about us. I have, however, been paying attention over the last few months, and a lot of our listeners who have been loyal listeners there from the very beginning, from when we were SNEP to when Marie had to take her leave and Beth joined the show, a lot of people, you know, have been keeping me up, you know, informed. You know, they've been listening and I've been listening. I go back and I listen to our show on the my mic cut out, but I listen to the archives of the show. I download them onto my computer and I post them on our blog storage or pod storage. And what I noticed is Haunting Existence Radio was becoming just like every other radio show. In the last few months, we've had the same guests as everybody else. We've had similar questions, not always the same topic, because, you know, that's one thing that we always kept was we were going to be different.
Right.
And even, you know, Beth joined the show. We always have, you know, Andrea Lafreniere, she's awesome when she calls in because she is just hysterical and I love her to death. You know, we've got our moments when we stand out, and then we have our moments where we're just the same.
True.
And given this, and keep in mind, we have, Marie and I have discussed this a lot over the last several weeks. We've given it a lot of thought, and I wouldn't have anybody, I wouldn't rather have anybody by my side right now when I make this announcement than Marie. Mm-hmm. Marie, you were with us. Goodness, this microphone's driving me crazy. You were with me when we started. We started it together. We were SNEP Live Radio. And I remember the date exactly. It was July 27th, 2007. You had to take your leave. I had to take time off over the holidays, and it is the end of January. So I've been off for about 2 months now. I know a lot of our listeners, you know, decided if we weren't coming back in a decent amount of time, they weren't going to listen. But you know what I just noticed when I looked in the chat room? They all came back.
Good.
There's still
a few. I know where it's at.
Yeah, there's still a few that, you know, didn't join us tonight. They may come in later. But we are cutting the show down to 1 hour tonight, and there's a very special reason. This is going to be the final episode of Haunting Existence Radio. HER will be no more after tonight. I will still own the copyright to the name for another 4 years. So don't give up hope that we may one day come back. But if we don't come back within the year, chances are we won't.
It's bittersweet, I have to say that. But you know what? Family life and everything like that has to come before anything radio, anything paranormal. I mean, you stay home with your kids every day, and you have, if anybody knows it better than me, I've been there. You have a house full. You have, it's never a dull moment in your house. So I give kudos to you that you've made it last this long, Christy.
Well, it's a lot, you know, it's hard to take in. It's been a crazy last couple of months. Andrea is in the chat room right now. She's Mistress Dread. I have talked it over with her, and after sending out an email to a lot of our former guests, including Mike and Chris Baker, we were actually offered a spot on Mike and Chris Baker's radio network, which is All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. And I thought about it. I really did. I thought about, you know, going over there, taking the show, and keep it going.
Right.
But then I remembered the reason why I decided that HER had to be canceled. And I sat back and thought about it for a little bit longer, talked it over with Jesse, talked with Marie, and it's too much. My computer right now is 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't going to take much more.
And, you know, I have to say, you had made a point that we had started together, SNAP Live Radio. What a better, I can't think of a better way to have the last show.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's how it started. It's how it's ending.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad that you were able to join me. I know it was hell for you trying to get back online.
Well, honestly, yeah, it was. I had to create another account to get in. And honestly, it's been such a long time that I've been on the radio with you that I was actually, it was a little weird. But it's also comfortable at the same time. I mean, I miss a lot of these people. I miss the discussions. I miss the fun that we've had. I mean, I know me and you talk, but it's kind of, I love that everybody's whimsicals in the chat room. And I mean, the chat room's never a dull moment. And
right.
I think that's what I'm going to miss, but it's all in good.
Yeah, it's like I've just told the people in the chat room. You know, it took a lot of time to come to this decision. It was a very hard decision to make. And I really only had one choice, and it was right in front of me the whole time. Family comes first. I have two boys that are really interested in, you know, learning everything they can possibly learn. And they're very charismatic.
We have learned a lot.
Yeah. Well, my kids are very charismatic. They love school. But right now, one of them, I'm not going to say which one, is having a tremendous problem with reading. And me being a writer, I'm the one he comes to, you know. The school is great. I love the school. But you've got to do a lot more than send your kids to school. You've got to work with them at home. Keep in mind, for their preschool year, they were homeschooled.
Right.
When I made the decision to send them to public school, it was kind of a bittersweet moment as well. I didn't want them to go to public school, but I know that the school can do better than I can. But there was really only the one choice, and it's family comes first.
Right. I understand that.
We have a lot of people in the chat room. For those of you who are just been, oh, okay. Andrea's telling people that I'm drinking. No, I'm not drinking. I don't drink at home.
I do. God, I wish I had one. Matt needs to get me one.
I'm drinking a pop. That's about it. But for a lot of you who are in the chat room who did not, who are very confused, if you're looking at the HER Christies bouncing in and out of different colors, Marie is pink. She is signed in under my account because hers would not let her in. She even set up a new account and it wouldn't let her in.
No, thick-headed.
Marie is pink and I am purple italics. So just we'll get that out of the way. Marie is pink and Christy is purple italics. So when we say something, you'll know who's who.
If I can get it to work, I'm going to sign in under my own name.
But this was the best way to get you into the chat room before the show started, because we had like 30 seconds, and I'm like, okay, do this.
Right.
So one of the things that we wanted to do tonight is something that I don't do often. I am going to ask that we do not have everybody call in right now. I am asking that only previous guests of the show call in and they can talk to our listeners, talk to Marie and I about their time being a guest on the show. And you know, maybe if we have time, we'll have some of the listeners call in. But we actually cut the show down to 1 hour tonight. And this is also because, you know, it is the last show. I would have drawn it out longer, but after discussing it with Marie, we wanted to get it done, make the announcement, get our commercials played, get some discussion in, and then be done with it.
Right. We just wanted to sit back on the show and relax and have fun and talk with everybody.
Right. Yeah, you know, I've missed doing this over the last 2 months, but to tell you the truth, while I was on my break, it was very peaceful not having to rush around every Monday night, get the kids fed, get their homework done, get them off to bed, keep them quiet, you know, keep the dogs quiet while I'm on the show. And
the dogs are the infamous of why Christy always mutes her microphone.
Exactly, exactly. Though I have been doing the show from the comfort and quiet zone of my basement, there's still, you know, a lot of overhead noise. You can still hear it when Storm goes crazy. And yeah, I do want to give everybody an update. I have been very blunt and short, quick, and to the point with my blogs on my my MySpace profile where I have all the friends. And, you know, it's going to stay that way. I'm not going to be writing any more really long, winded blogs.
Christy, everybody knows you for your blog. You're the goddess of blog. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. It would not be a live radio show without the technical difficulties.
It always happens to us, Christy.
It does. It's the gremlins. They follow us everywhere. I am so sorry for the delay, guys. I got so frustrated that I forgot exactly what I was talking about. Jackie, if you would, IM me on Yahoo as soon as I am able to get that back up, your phone number, and I will call you. Using Skype. I know you. She wanted to talk. So I'm trying to get everything back up and running. My computer crashed. So as I was saying, my computer's really old and can't handle much more. I don't know exactly what happened. My microphone popped like 3 times and then everything just shut down. I was able to talk in the chat room for like all of 2 seconds before my computer completely said, yeah, I don't think so. okay, I've got Jackie's phone number, and I will go ahead and I will enter that now, and we'll get her on the line at her end.
Can't wait to talk to Mom. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Well, we're dialing now.
Right.
Talk about some craziness tonight. Wow. 30 minutes left.
Everybody said we should extend the show now that we missed a few minutes.
Well, we can't. Because of the way Blog Talk is set up, we set it for an hour, so if we do extend it, it'll go into archives and will not be broadcast live.
Right.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama.
How are ya? I gotta shut off my sound on the computer, don't I? Well, we're really sad that you're leaving, Christy, even though your reasoning for this is so honorable. There are not many people in the world today that really put their family first. And I have to say, I just find that so commendable. And, you know, you just reinforce what an amazing young lady you are.
Well, thank you, Mama.
I second that.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Mama.
How are you?
I'm okay. I've been going through a lot of stuff, but I'm okay.
I hate stuff.
I know. Me too.
Stuff always gets in the way, darn it.
Yes, it does.
Matt, I am not drunk. I have a head cold.
We have another caller on the line also, Mama, so we'll just bring everybody in from the 626 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm just listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank. How are you tonight?
Hello, ladies. I'm doing fine. I'm from California. It's about 69 degrees here.
Oh, God,
so
you
lucky.
Had to say that.
You know, he knows that we're in the cold states, where we're up to our knees in snow and below zero temperature, so you know he had to throw it in there.
Yeah, I think it hits 4 degrees here today in Connecticut.
Oh, my.
Very cold.
We won't even talk about what it's like in Iowa right now.
Oh, Mama.
I can imagine, because Iowa is always like 20 degrees colder than Ohio.
Yeah, and I'm just seriously too over. So, Frank, have you listened to the show before, or is this your first time here?
This is my first time. I just got on, and I'm just listening. I guess it was a special broadcast, and anyway.
Yeah, it's the last show for Haunting Existence Radio, and our girls are saying goodbye to everyone, and we all came in to support them and tell them that we love them.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but
go on, hon.
This is your last show. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I've been on the air for almost 2 years. And Marie had to take a leave because of, you know, she had family issues and she had a lot of stuff going on. And you know, it's just catching up to me. And, you know, there's so many other wonderful programs out there that people can listen to. I need to take care of family stuff. So,
sure.
You know, the show, you know, they always say the show must go on, but in this case, I can't keep that promise. So instead of, you know, canceling a show or two every month when we're supposed to have guests on, you know, it's probably a better idea just to take the show off the air for a while.
Well, and Christy, while we're doing this, you know, so many people like Frank are new. Why don't you... You know, we go back to the basics, go back to the beginning. Why don't you tell them what even got you started in the paranormal? Talk a little bit about your book. You and Marie have a book out together. You know, go out with a splash telling them and reminding them who you are and what you're about.
Yeah, that was next on the topic before my computer crashed. So, yeah, that was next on the agenda. We are going back in time. Marie and I are going to reminisce over what, you know, we had going on. And we've got less than half an hour to do that, so we better get started.
I love you girls. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to get off of here and listen to the show. Well, Christy, I'm not going to miss you. I'll talk to you every day.
Pretty much.
But we still have Wolf coming up, and we're still... exciting things that you're involved in, even though the show will not be here, you will be here, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. We love you,
okay.
Girls.
Love you too,
Ma.
Love you too, Mama.
Bye, lady.
Bye, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
Thanks
for
calling.
Wow, that was in stereo.
Yeah,
that brings my mind.
I'm hearing the feedback. Also, so it's like really screwing with my head and my train of thought. actually, we have a call a question in the chat room. Lone Wolf wants to know if I will be occasionally calling into shows like Jackie's or Steven's. No, probably not. I will, if I'm listening to them, if I am able to grab a moment to listen to them, it will just be listening because I at night I'm running around the house like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm trying to cut back on the time I spend on the computer when the children are home. I was going to be doing the, you know, the graphics and all that stuff. And I do. I managed to get some graphics done. I am looking around, you know, finding nifty little things that I can put together. but I do that during James's nap time or when I can steal a minute. I try to work on my book. I do have one that I need to finish. It is the follow-up to the book that is right now sitting at the publisher's. So enough about me and enough about what I'm doing. Let's step back in time, Marie. Let's take this back to 2007, shall we?
Oh, my God.
See if
I
we
don't
can
think I remember
back.
That long. No.
No, we remember. Do you remember our very first guest ever on S&EP Live Radio? That one's a hard one to forget. It was the funniest show. I swear. I was loving it. We laughed the whole time. And that show right there made it so that we so that we kept going. It was that show that kept us, you know, trucking forward. And Truth Beyond Reality is actually calling in. Let's see if I can pick up the phone really fast. It's not picking up.
I believe they said they're going to use...
There we go. They are now on the air. Are you with us? Hello, Truth Beyond Reality?
Hello?
They're
just listening.
Okay, well, I'll mute them. Okay, well, do you remember our first guest?
I do. That would be Chris.
Chris Baker from Crossroads
yes.
Paranormal Radio. Now, not many of you know this, but Chris Baker is actually the reason that Marie and I started a radio show.
Yep.
In April of 07, we published a book called A Haunting Existence. And Chris and Mike Baker invited us on their show to interview us about the book. And we had so much fun on that show that Marie and I, we sat down and we talked on the phone and we're like, you know, that was so much fun. What if we could do that every week?
Right.
So we started up S&EP Live Radio. And we invited Chris Baker to be our very first guest, along with Rod Shelton. Rod had...
that's where the gremlins are, by the way, people. Want to know where the gremlins come from? Rod Shelton. And I hope he's listening.
We actually, you know, Rod wasn't able to make the show. He had an emergency he had to deal with. So a few weeks later, he did, in fact, make the show. And we had a perfect show going for the first 3 weeks. Everything was just all rosy and dandy. We were having so much fun, and we were loving it. Then Rod comes on as a guest. And it was technical issue after technical issue. We started, you know, calling them gremlins. They follow Rod around, and they infect your computer, and it doesn't matter where you take your show to. Because, as you know, as some of you may know, S&EP went from S&EP Live Radio on TalkShoe to Haunting Existence Radio, broadcast live on Mystic Age Radio.
Yep.
Unfortunately, our producer at the time, Lauren Workman, or Troll, in March of last year, had a heart attack and had to undergo quadruple bypass. And by May, he had had two strokes and was no longer able to come back to the show. So we moved to... let's see.
We switched around a lot.
Yeah, we went from Mystic Age to I Am Haunted Radio with Alan. He helped us out a lot. And then we went to, wasn't it Kevin? The Kevin Smith channel, whatever network he runs. And then, you know, we gave up. we came to Blog Talk, and this is where Haunting Existence Radio has sat for the last 6 months. And I love, you know, the network has its problems, but it is a great resource for reaching out and communicating with people. We've had people on here, just regular average Joes, who go out and they do the research and they investigate and they have their own theories and ideas. And we've had people like Patrick Burns on the show and Robbie Thomas and, you know, Jackie Carpenter is, she's always been a welcomed guest on the show. She's been with us since SNEP Live Radio in 2007.
God, I can't believe it's been that long, Christy.
I know. It's been quite a while. But we've had guests just from all walks of life. I mean, you don't even have to be a paranormal investigator. We've always put it out there. You did not have to be a paranormal investigator to be a guest on our show. We welcomed anybody who had anything that they wanted to share.
Do you remember the show that we had Elvira on?
I do. I actually, believe it or not, I just talked to the Elvira impersonator, Patterson Lundquist, not too long ago. That was our Halloween special. Oh, man, Halloween 2007.
Yes.
I think, was it 2007 or 2008?
It was
It had to be 2007.
Wait a minute. All right, people, trying to think.
We're lost.
Yeah, too long.
We had on Patterson Lundquist, and it was when we were on Mystic Age Radio, so it had to be the beginning of 2008. I don't think it was our Halloween special then. Couldn't have been. But he was a very welcomed guest, and yes, the Elvira impersonator, the most famous Elvira impersonator in the world, is a man.
Yep.
And not only is he a man, but he is a funny man. Not to mention pretty darn good looking without the makeup. Wow. But yeah, I still talk to Patterson from time to time. He's on my MySpace friends list. If you guys are looking, you want to look him up and see exactly how closely he resembles the true Elvira. Look him up. His screen name is Elvira's Twin. He is on my MySpace friends list. And Matt from Indy says his favorite show was the one where we had Donna LaCroix on. And Donna LaCroix, that show was not only our first time speaking with her on the radio.
Right.
But it was also where Wisp was born.
Yep.
It started out as being...
It
was a joke. We were in a man-eating mood and, you know, three women who were pretty disgruntled when it comes to talking to and about men. We decided we wanted to do an all-women's investigation. And within the 2 hours of the radio show, it went from being a woman's investigation to a paranormal conference dedicated to showing, you know, women's accomplishments in the field of paranormal investigating.
Right.
And the first WISP, May of 2008, was awesome.
Wish I could have been there.
It was a beautiful location. It was, you know, I couldn't have pictured a more peaceful place to have our first conference. However, this year, year isn't going to be so peaceful. bustling downtown Mansfield, Ohio. At the Ohio State Reformatory, one of the most haunted locations in Ohio. I've been grabbed there during an investigation. I have pictures of finger-shaped bruises on my arm from where I was grabbed, not to mention three other witnesses who were there with me when it happened, and they saw my arm depressing as if somebody was squeezing it. And it was an amazing night.
That's almost like when we did Fort Griswold, Christy.
Yeah. Fort Griswold, that was... Yeah. chasing shadows into the foxholes. Wow, that was a crazy night. And the police showing up to join us on that investigation. Too darn cool.
Personal escorts. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was an amazing night.
Into that cemetery. That was an awesome cemetery.
Yeah, it was. I wish we could get back there.
We probably could.
Yeah, we could.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Murray and I live a world apart. She's in Connecticut, and I'm in Ohio. I've made the trip down to Connecticut. She's made the trip twice to Ohio.
Yeah.
We've had some good times together. We've had some not so good times together. You know, it's been a long. We've got a history right there, and it's not something that we just are going to throw away as soon as this show ends in almost 10 minutes. It's not going to end. Marie and I will continue our friendship as we have since 2005 is when we actually met. You believe that, 2005, Marie?
flabbergasted on that one.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Where did we even meet?
You found me in I was a member of the TAPS forum, and
okay. You
came looking for me on MySpace.
Okay.
And you emailed me, and we started talking, and that's when it all started.
Right. My God. I thought 2007 was a long time. I've known you that. Wow.
Yeah. it's been a roller coaster ride this entire union between me and you with the investigating and me joining your team and vice versa. And yes, for those of you who don't know, we are members of each other's teams. We work closely together when we can. Right now in the economy, money is extremely tight. And, travel is not tops on my list. I so wish I could travel, but I cannot get out as much as I used to.
Right.
But we're going to keep it going. I am still going to be investigating. Marie's still going to be investigating. There is just one thing, I probably will not be hosting or co-hosting any other radio show. This was our baby. Me and Marie started this show. Me and Marie are ending this show.
Yep.
I will not be going to another network. I will not be going to another show. Originally, I had discussed going to a music network to co-host a show with a friend of mine named Brent Allen Scott, but that doesn't look like it's going to be happening either. I love music. I've always loved music. I've always wanted to play independent artist music on my show. I have been blessed with some really good friends in the indie music field, such as Brent Allen Scott and Mark. Everybody knows that I've been playing a lot of Mark's music lately, Mark Barnes. He's very, very talented. Marie, did you have anything you wanted to bring up? You want to bring up some ancient history before I get all emotional and get one of my verbal rants?
Well, I just wanted to say, I had said it earlier that, I had taken a while off of the radio show, did not expect to be on the radio show again, but I'm glad that, we started it together and we're ending it together. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody out there that's been together with us since day one. And for all the new people that, come to HER every week and have become friends to both yours and mine, Christy. And I wanted to say what Mama had said earlier about you are a wonderful person and you do go above and beyond what a radio show host should do, what a friend should do. And I wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Marie. That is so sweet. I'm glad that you were able to join me tonight. I know you are having some family stuff, your uncle passing away. I'm really sorry to hear that. I know we talked not too long ago when he was actually put in the hospital the first time.
Right.
And, I've been here for you, and you've always been there for me. And like I said, we've had our spats, but what good friends haven't?
Right.
We grow up, we get over it. And that's going to be my message. That's what I'm leaving everybody with right now. We have 7 minutes left of the show, and one of the messages I really want to get out there is you've got problems with somebody, grow up and get over them.
Yep.
Life's too short. I'm looking at my kids who are growing up so fast, and, I'm James is going to be 2 in May.
I know. I was there 2 years ago.
Yeah, you were here when he was 4.
Yes, I was.
Literally, she was, everybody. She showed up in Ohio the day James surprised us and said, hey, guess what? Today's the day.
Yeah, I drove from Connecticut to Ohio in a 2-door Escort, pedal to the metal. Oh, my God, she's going in the hospital. I have to make it there. Close your legs, Christy. You got to wait because I'm on my way.
So, yeah, she showed up the day James was born. And, come on, coming from Connecticut, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, no one knows this. Yeah, I didn't get a speeding ticket. I'll keep it at that.
You know what, Marie? I made it to your house in 12 and a half hours on a trip that if I would have stopped and gone to the bathroom more than twice, it would have taken me about 14 hours.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like an awful long ride, and when you're by yourself, it's excruciating.
Yeah.
But when you've got one goal and one goal only, and that's to get to your final destination, you really don't pay much attention to, you know, your speed.
I left in the middle of the night, too. I left at 11 o'clock at night, too, so.
I think I left early in the morning, and I showed up at your house at, like, dinner time.
Yeah. It was good, though, because we also had an open house that night. Or was that the next night?
It was that night. It was that night, because I got there, like, a little after 6. We ate dinner, we jumped in your car, and we took off. It was that fast.
This is the first time I had ever met Christy, everybody. We'd been talking for a long time online, became really good friends. She was coming down to do an investigation with me, and I was having an open house for my group, Southern New England Paranormal, and it wasn't even 2 hours when she pulled into the driveway. We were off and running, and we had an investigation that night. So, I mean, the 2 days that she was there, it was hectic, but it was great.
It was, and we were just constantly running and running and running and running. I think we got to your house at, like, what was it, I think 2 a.m. after the investigations, and No, it was 1 a.m. because I was starting to fall asleep. Your kitten climbed up in bed with me, and as soon as your kitten climbed up in bed with me and laid down, Grant text messaged me. My phone was laying on the bed on vibrate, and it scared the crap out of the cat, who proceeded to jump in the air and land on me with her claws and then ran out of the room and down the stairs. Oh, goodness, that's not exactly, you know, the best good night I could have got. But I did love waking up in the morning to Anya. That was too cute.
Mommy, who is that? That's Christy, honey. Leave her alone. She's sleeping.
All right. Well, we've got 3 minutes left.
Wow.
So I want everybody, I want to point you into the direction of the WISP Expo 2009. Go to our website at wispexpo.com. Sign up now for your registration. If you register right now, you'll get a secret code that only we can give you that will get you a 50% discount on your hotel. And if you are a member of a team and you want a few members of your team to come with you, we are running a special for teams right now. Buy 2 tickets, get 1 free. So that's buying 2 at the regular price of $75, and you get 1 completely free. This offer does not include the investigation fee. I need to remind everybody, the investigation fee does not go to the WISP conference. It goes directly to the penitentiary. So the Ohio State Reformatory is charging $50 a person for the investigation. And if you want to be included on the investigation, please get in contact with us, info@wispexpo.com. The conference, we have so many great speakers, I can't even really list all of them by memory. I'll try, but I'll probably fail. Stephen LaChance, Shannon Sylvia, Patrick Burns, Tim and Trish Yancey, the one I always forget, Jason Gowan. For some reason, I always forget his name. we have so many. Bishop James Long will be there. I have never listened to him speak, but that's one person that I'm going to be front row and center to listen to. I got a lot of questions for him. So check us out at wispexpo.com. And if you want, you know, if you want, listen to me, you need to get your registration in now. Get your registration in now to get a 50% discount on your hotel accommodation. And we have 1 minute left. Marie, did you want to say anything?
I'm just watching everybody in the chat room and kind of reminiscing in my own way as I'm looking at the clock and it is counting down.
Yeah.
It's bittersweet.
And then you got that voice screaming.
Yeah. 90 seconds. Okay, everybody, we have less than a minute to say goodbye. And again, I want to thank everybody, and I will miss all of you. But I am on MySpace, and you can reach me there. And I love you guys, and be safe. Be happy.
Yeah, you only live life once, or at least this life.
Right.
And we're down to 60 seconds. We better make this quick. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. We may come back. We may not. Just, you know, watch the blogs for any and all updates. Remember, wispexpo.com. Tickets are on sale now. We have vendor spaces available. Contact us, info@wispexpo.com, for more information on that. And we are going to be signing off, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Be safe. Catch
Bye,
you on
everybody.
The flip side. Later days, all.
Do you have problems getting your products out to your customers? Would you like to not have to worry about trucks, drivers, and the expense that goes along with it? Then you need to talk with experienced staff at Elite Expediting. Elite is a freight brokerage company specializing in van reefer and flatbed equipment. We operate coast to coast plus in and out of Canada. Elite is available to customers and carriers 24/7. When you want to experience the best customer service in the industry that will make your shipping and transportation needs effortless, call Elite Expediting at 888-563-8323. Elite is a proud sponsor of the 2009 WISP Expo.